What's going on, everybody? It's Black Hollywood Live, and we're back with another episode. It's season 3, episode 16, Absent Child. Let's see where baby Bella is. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more. I'm in the club. I'm looking cute because I'm beautiful. Say what?
Sometimes you feel insecure.
Girl, I love this song.
Me too.
Jesus. Hello, everybody. It's your girl, Allie Washington, your host for Empire here at Black Hollywood Live. I'm so super excited to be back. It feels so good to be back. I feel really beautiful today. Mm-hmm. I told Paris, I was like, listen, we got to do a throwback today, okay? Yes. So speaking of throwback, I'm going to throw it over to my other host. What's going on, P?
Hey, happy to have you back, by the way.
Oh, nice to be back.
Yes, we've missed her. But guys, I'm your girl, Paris Rose. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat, wherever, at Paris Rose with two R's.
Listen. Well, how you do, P?
Go up, down, up, down, up, down. Go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Y'all don't understand. Like, I miss Katie. This is her jam. Katie would have been in here twerking and doing so crazy. Anyway, so super excited to be back. This has been a very, very eventful season.
Yes.
And I just don't know. I don't know where we're going. And I'm just sticking by it, you know?
I know.
Trying to hang in there, but I don't know, P. What's going on? You guys have been doing amazing recaps,
thanks,
by the way. Okay, been reading all
Lord
the comments.
Knows we try hard. We're struggling. Listen,
y'all have been holding it down. I've been very proud. I've been like a proud cookie, if you will, looking at my little cubs. Like, come on, y'all, you better, you know. But it's been a journey, literally, this past season, and I'm really trying to like. I feel like the pace is slowing down a little bit. But is it just me?
It's not just you. I feel you. It is slowing down. It actually was slow. Then it gained this crazy momentum where
we're like,
what's going to happen? And it's back to being slow, but at a bad time because there's only 2 more episodes left.
Right.
What else can happen? I don't know if it's the right time to be slow.
Right.
I don't know.
This is really a lot.com. So leaving off of the episode before, episode 15, Bella is taken, and Child Protective Services burst through the home. I mean,
like the feds.
Listen, back the hell up. I'm like, dang, though, daddy.
That's how they do it?
It's just a lot. So I don't know if that was just for, like, show, you know, showmanship, or if that's really how they bust in people's houses. But I'm scared. I'm glad I ain't never seen a Child Protective Service because I would have been scared to leave with them.
I honestly don't think they'd do that. I think
they
that was
can't.
In the show.
Jesus Christ. Maybe because it was the Lions. It got to be. All right. So anyways, we leave off with Bella getting taken away from the Lion family, and which is super duper traumatic. It was like it weighed kind of heavy on my heart seeing the end.
Yes. It was heavy on me last time we spoke about it, and Katie was not feeling it. But I actually felt for Anika for the first time last episode because I wasn't thinking crazy Anika. I was thinking a mom whose child got taken away. So I felt for her.
The one time you feel for Boo Boo Kitty, and then you be like halfway feeling, so you be like in, they be in and out. You don't know. But I did feel for her too. I'm not going to lie. So, Katie, sorry. You don't have to just get me when you come back. Sorry. But I did feel for her. Like you said, as a mom, experiencing something like that, you know, I haven't seen it, you know, ever. But I can only imagine firsthand how that would be. And then to be in that moment too, like everything was fine at dinner. Mm-hmm. Like they were actually having like a family dinner.
Right.
Cookie and Anika at the same table and no drama. All the brothers, Mama Leah, crazy self. Like everybody was cool. And so to see it, it's just like, why did that have to happen? Mm-hmm. And so we open up with a super duper extra scene. Yes. I had to pause. When me and Paris was watching it, I was like, why are they so extra, friend? Friend, why are they extra right now?
That walk. Boom.
I mean, some of the people. I'm like, where are they going? This is like the Lord's Second Supper? What is popping? Like, really?
Squad.
Hello. What did you think about that?
Who were all the extra people? What, were they bodyguards? Who...
I think they were bodyguards because I was trying to look and see exactly who was who. They literally, but looking back on it, all the Lions is like real deal squad. Mm-hmm. You think it's Anika, it's Cookie, it's the three boys, it's Lucius, it's Thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? With Mama Leah there?
Even Portia. No.
Right. No. When you get to adding these people up, that's eight deep already. Mm-hmm. So they already coming in Mama looking Leah like a was gang. There. She was there. So it's eight of them. I'm like, dude. And then I was looking, too, where did that girl come from on the Dubois side?
Yes, and why do they keep showing her? Like, were you supposed to know her? Who's that girl?
She's going to come back into play.
I think so. Because
we didn't doing, like, see that. Her no more.
Mm-hmm. That creepy smile. Like,
and she kept speaking up for Angela.
Yeah.
And he never mentioned a sister.
They mentioned the other guy, the Ezekiel.
Right, who was because that's Snoop's investor.
Mm-hmm. But this woman, they keep showing her. She's speaking a lot. We don't know anything about her, so.
She gonna come back up. I ain't crazy.
Or she better, because otherwise.
Exactly, because then I'm gonna be lost, and then I'm gonna be hitting up Lee. Like, Lee, who is this on the show?
Right.
Okay. And so we open up with that. Cookie is no holds bars, and I love it 1,000%. She's, like, really taking on the mama bear role, like, legit. And she's like, you know, you feeling froggy, Leap. Well, here I
that was hilarious.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's super serious right now.
But Mrs. Dubois is a G. If you're feeling froggy.
If you're feeling froggy, Leap.
I love that.
She wasn't playing. And I'm just like, dang, when did she become so gangster?
Mm-hmm.
But she's been like this, though.
Yeah. Oh, last episode, also, they had a reference to her being Claire Huxtable.
Oh, yeah. Like, I ain't got time for that Claire Huxtable one. I was like, that was a good line. That was a good line. So the whole Lord's Supper situation, the Lion's Supper is what I'm going to call it. They all come in, and they're talking about who called on baby Bella. Like, where did the Child Protective Services come from? Really trying to get to the bottom of it. And the most frustrating thing to Cookie is that she felt like they were lying the entire time and really just saving face. But I was looking and I was like, maybe they really not lying. They probably didn't go to that far of an extreme because she's a mom. Angelo's like a, you get what I'm saying? Right. They not going to go that extreme. You get what I'm saying?
I thought Angela never knew. I was pretty sure Angela was not a part of any plan. But I always did think, even from last episode, that it was going to be Mrs. Dubois.
To do something.
Right. But that even took Bella because I'm like, Child Protective Services, out of nowhere, it has to be them. But then at the meeting, I really believed her when she said, she looked at Anika dead in the eyes. And she said, like,
as a mother, I'm sorry. I did nothing.
Exactly.
And I was like, maybe they didn't. That's why I said they probably didn't go that far as lengths. Like, that's too much.
That's what I was thinking then. I really believed her. Wicked.
Oh, wicked lady. Wicked lady. So then we go to commercial. We come back with scene two and we see the Cirque du Soleil situation.
Yes.
That needs a little bit more hip-hop contemporary. Mm-hmm. I am totally amazed by the acrobats.
Oh my god, yes.
That is like, you got to be super limber. How limber do you think you got to be to do that? If I like started stretching like today and like I did it know. For like the rest of the week, you think I could? No,
maybe that's not my area of expertise. But what I want to know is, how do you make that aerial stuff more hip-hop? Like, how are they supposed to be?
Ooh, they could twerk going down. Twerk going to do the unleashing, just be twerking.
While they're in the holding on?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. Lucius is so
modern
extra.
Modern day.
It needs to be modern. It needs to be contemporary. It needs to be hip-hop. I'm like, dude, you have freaking aerial dancers. How's that going to work? They're coming down a piece of string. Fix it, Lucius. And so anyways, they're on that trying to redo that choreography. In walks Jamal.
Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to see all the show. And so they ended up working out some type of situation to where they decide they're going to do music together.
Right.
And I was excited about this moment. Mm-hmm. I was kind of happy because it looked like it was a sincere, like, motion to move forward. Right. And, hey, listen, I'm going to go ahead and join in on your project and put mine on. It was pretty cool.
It was really cool. And I was looking forward to it, too, because, one, Jamal, I just love his voice. And most of the songs he makes on the show, I just love them.
Yeah.
And then Lucius is the musical genius, so I knew if they are putting them together, it's going to be a good song.
This is going to be a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about this situation. So then they cut to a meeting with Marconi.
Yes. Where Andre
is losing it.
He is losing it. Like, I don't know. They don't show it, but is he supposed to be off his meds? Is he not taking medication? What?
He can't be taking medication by any means. He can't be.
He is spiraling out of control.
There's no way possible that he cannot be taking medicine. That's how crazy it is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. The offset must just be this whole Vegas deal, because he was, although sneaky and plotting to kill his dad, he was still kind of keeping it normal. But right. now he's like bursting over the top. Yeah, over the top.
I don't know how to feel just yet. I'm like, bro, you need to get it together. Ugh. So anyways, him and Sean end up having this like little disagreement situation. Mm-hmm. Like stuff isn't working out how it started to. Their relationship is shifting.
It was shifting, especially because, okay, so Cookie comes in on their deal. She walks in on them while they're about to go kill Lucius.
Right.
And pretty much takes it over effortlessly.
Of course.
And I think Andre was really bothered by Shine just quickly giving in to his mom. Mm-hmm. And I think from there, the tension's just...
This is true, and I can agree with you on that. But the thing is, Cookie has history with these guys. Literally, mm-hmm. history. When she walked in the laundromat and saw all of them and started dapping them up and invited them over, and I'm like, dude, she is the woman. Right. You know what I'm saying? She's Queen Bee, and they respect her. Mm-hmm. So she got her street cred. She earned it. Andre should have got it together. Instead of going to school, he should have got some street cred. Okay? And so with that, they cut into the conversation with Cookie and Andre at Cookie's house. While she's trying to get this plan together on how they're going to fix Vegas and basically take when Lucius meets Cookie to Vegas instead of Inferno.
Yes.
And so as they're talking about the details, Cookie notices something about Andre because he's really snappy. Mm-hmm. And it's that lack of medication.
Yeah.
And she says, boy, you need to be proactive. And go to the damn doctor.
Right. Porsche, like, I gotta.
Child, I wrote that down. I said, Porsche said, so Andre, she is always like the comic relief every freaking time. Tarna, we got to get you in here. Do you hear me? You have to come in here. Do you hear me? We need you on the show ASAP. She is hilarious, and mm-hmm. she's really my favorite, I swear, because just when things are getting, like, serious or too, like, ugh, here she comes.
Right, with her comments, and she thinks she's being serious, too.
Right, and she be so dead-ass. That you gotta love the baby. Andre, if you looking for a doctor, I know.
Shut up, Portia. Shut up, Portia.
Mind your business, Portia. I was like, Lord, Portia can't never live, Cookie. Damn, you know. But she's always fun. And so then we see Tyree, and we see Jamal, and we see Lucius in the studio. And they're working on some new music, of course, the song that they discussed previously. And in walks the rapper who has mysteriously allegedly gotten shot 4 times and walks in and definitely has gun wounds 4 different places. And it's Fetty. Hey, Fetty, why?
Hey, make an appearance.
How cool is that, though?
Mm-hmm. I'm always happy about these guest appearances because they picked such different people, mm-hmm. and it's always exciting. Fetty obviously might not have the strongest acting skills because he didn't say, like, anything.
Nah, he just said, no, I'm straight. I'm good.
He just rapped.
And just rapped, you know, but killed the verse, though, right? Yeah. And so it was really cool to kind of see him, you know, getting a little, I'm like, okay, we didn't ever knew. You know, usually we know about people that are going to make appearances in the season, mm-hmm. But for him to kind of come out of, like, nowhere and, like, you know, spit. It was kind of cool.
It was different. I mean, he was, obviously, he did his Fetty type of rapping, but, you know, it was less like, yeah, but it was all his.
If he would have hit one of those, I don't know what I would have did. Yeah, baby. I love
it. You know, but he just kept it real simple, kept it to the lyrics, which is, it's different for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's more like choruses and, you know, he needs to appeal to the masses. Yeah. But this was all about rap, which I liked.
This is great. So now he can put something on his IMDb. We got to get Fetty IMDb. Yes, honey. You better have that acting credit, baby. I love it. And so from there, I put Fetty Wap, exclamation point. I was happy about that moment. We both were.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we see Jamal standing up for himself. So we see him liking Fetty Wap, but he didn't love it. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? And he wanted to play his own song. He was like, Dad, you're going to have to respect me. Either I can play this or you can, you know, whatever. Right. You figure it out. What do you think about him standing up to Lucius finally? I think it's well overdue.
Exactly. Took the words out of my mouth. It is well overdue. I was proud of him. I think even Lucius was like, oh, in a good way. Like, wow, okay. And he respected him for it. Mm-hmm. So, and his song was fire.
Yes. Had Fetty and them in the studio like, yeah. We was in there like that. We was watching it like this right here. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's really cool, though, to see the evolution of Lucius with his kids, though. Mm-hmm. For him to, it took Hakeem to get on a podcast and, like, really get real, you get what I'm saying, on his channel. And Lucius took that to heart. I was like,
did.
I like that. You know, that moved me. And then you got Jamal standing up to you finally, real deal, and it moved you too. You get what I'm saying? Right. Andre trying to kill you.
They're getting closer. Andre's getting further away.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's just like, when will all the boys love again?
Right.
When? Andre had your back, Lucius, and then now he's trying to kill you. He's trying to set you off. It's crazy, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to feel. Speaking of Andre, though, Anika.
Oh, my.
I'm going to let you hold this one down. Woo. You got it, because it was too much for my brain.
I am.
And it's still too much.
I was so satisfied by that scene because I have been waiting for Anika to get hers, and I was just wondering where Andre was because he knew the truth. And I thought, are the writers going to really pretend like Andre just forgot about it? He didn't. He came in. I wanted him to choke her to death. But you know what? He was right. He said, suffer.
Yeah, but it's like, how is she suffering?
Well, right now she doesn't have her baby. That's the only thing. But in that moment, I actually thought, did he take the baby so she could suffer? I really thought that. But that would be also attacking his own brother, Hakeem. So.
Exactly. But I mean, that's not too far-fetched because I didn't think about that.
That's what I thought. But honestly, you're right. She's not suffering. If she has but Bella, then, she
but
has
you
got to
think too. The Dubois family never came for Andre.
That's true.
They never came for Andre. Yeah. Andre never had any dealings with them outside of Cookie coming to ask him, "Do you mind if I get married?"
That's true. He's been out of it
the whole time.
Oh man, but I don't know. What, did you like that? Did you like that scene with Anika? Did you want more? Did you want?
I wanted him to kill her. Then
right? I did too. I'm like, but yes, I was like, suffer,
no,
suffer,
we need some more of Anika because we can't kill Anika until we find Bella, and or if we happen to have to kill Anika in the process of finding Bella, this is not going to be it. She's going to get killed by somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
I want to know how that dynamic is because they're married, right?
Uh-huh, yeah, they're husband and wife.
So, like, he got to choke his wife.
Yeah, she was probably like, all right, fool, don't begin used to this. This is for play.
Right.
You know? I wonder if they practiced at home. Grace, did Trey practice on you at home or no? I need to know. Hey, babe, come on, let's practice scene 4. Yeah. Come here. Okay, so what I'm going to do, this is more comfortable. This
you can choke me harder. Like, it's okay. Like, oh, my God, I just really wonder. Like, after the scene, they're like, cut it. They're like, good job, babe.
Good job, babe. See, you worked it out. See, I told you if you would have just went from behind last time, it's great. I wonder how that works. It's funny. But, yeah, I definitely wanted him to kill her, but I knew he couldn't. It's too early.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he got his, you know, frustration out, and I'm glad he did it with no medication because that made it even more sincere and really more him.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Ghost Rhonda was going to pop up and say, yes. In the corner, just like look like, you know,
give him like the okay,
like, exactly, like good job, baby. It's okay, let her go. We'll get her next time. And I also wanted, it was like 50,000 different things in my head. I also wanted somebody to walk in, like Cookie. Boy,
yeah, someone else needs to know because they would handle it. I don't know why Andre's being so discreet about it, but they would. Cookie, she knew. She pushed her down the stairs, killed the baby,
but
and then
see,
killed Rhonda.
He had a conversation with somebody. I don't know if it was one-on-one. I can't remember. I really want to say it was a general conversation. He told somebody that... He told Lucius and Cookie, as a matter of fact. He told them that she killed them. And he was like, they were like, boy, you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
and just, like, brushed it off.
They didn't believe it.
Didn't believe it. But, you know, it is what it is. I hated it, but I did want him to kill it. So then we jump from Anika's situation for her catching her breath to going to Hakeem. He's at his house chilling with some trick, twerking in his face. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Jesus Christ, come on, man. And then he kicks everybody out because he has something important to say, P.
I mean, yeah, even his I don't know. The girl, that's his friend. Chick? Mm-hmm. I don't know her name. He kicks her out. What is his announcement? Oh, my God. He has this beautiful, how did I forget? Beautiful speech. It's rap speech, kind of.
Rap speech.
And he outs the Dubois, which I thought was going to be a bad thing, but it ended up being good. But anyways, he outs the Dubois, kind of it's on extreme.
Mm-hmm.
So people are commenting. It's so funny. The comments were so real.
Team Keith, that's how we do all day. When you read through people's Instagrams and stuff and people's Instagram lives, it's so crazy because that's exactly how it goes. Mm-hmm. Team King, we always quit to do a hashtag. Yes. You know, hashtag, bring Bella back. Yeah. You know, Team where's BBB, Bella? Where's Bella? You know, it was great. I loved it.
I loved that because, I mean, they kept it so real. And his rap was so, I mean, I felt it. I felt it was so genuine. genuine, mm-hmm. and honestly really mature of him.
He's been doing a lot of inspirational stuff, stuff mm-hmm. that kind of moves the thinking forward. You know, he started it when he was talking about his mom, and then he did it again when he was talking about the whole Queen situation yeah. with Kennedy, and now this. It's just a lot that he's kind of like, you see him grow up, and we right. appreciate it, Bryce. Thank you very much.
Yes, we do.
Lord, because I've been Team Akeem since day one. Mm-hmm. I, you know, I'm, what did I say our name was? Hi, Ali.
Alkeem.
Yeah. Alkeem. Team Alkeem. Me and you. Us never part. I love you. Okay. I'm just happy that you're growing up. Okay. And I am proud of the message that he's just sending overall. It's just like, police treat us like, you know, animals mm-hmm. and, you know, that's just what they put us in the category as. So he was really like speaking out on how he felt, speaking out on the situation that happened that he saw firsthand. And to his fans, it's important that he gets his baby back because now they're seeing like the real Hakeem. And he says, this is the real me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going. And the boss is going down too because they right. did it.
Exactly. I'm like, woo, girl. Shots fired.
So then from there, the very next day, they're all trying to talk about what's going on. And mm-hmm. Angela's trying to get to the bottom of, like, where is the baby? You know what I'm saying? Because I know we didn't have, I didn't have anything to do with it, Mom. We didn't have, you know. She's like, oh, no, I would never, you know, they're a disgrace to the race. And da-da-da, mm-hmm. this is just, but I would never do anything with their child. And da-da-da-da-da. Bring Bill back. Yes. I was like,
bring Bill back. It's despicable. Someone said despicable. I'm like, really? That word?
Yeah. I was like, geez, the Hatfields and McCoy. Yeah, part two. Mm-hmm. Hello. So that was kind of crazy. But it was very, like you said, very real because that's how people do now in 2017. You put out one message, baby. We're rallying yep. the next day. Where you at?
If you got a good following, and Hakeem obviously does, they will do that. I mean, yeah. that is very real.
No holds barred, baby. And it'll be totally despicable. That girl, she said that line tough. This is despicable. I was like, that was like a $100 line. She, uh-huh. Non-union. What's up? I see. Right? Oh, God. Speaking role. Despicable. Mm. I love it, though. You did a great mm-hmm. job, girl. You sold that line. Okay. And so then we cut to scene three, finishing up with Cookie and Andre with this meeting with Marconi. Now, my biggest thing is, like, how are they trying to sell Marconi on a show that they know Lucius is not going to do?
Honestly, I would have, if this was coming from Andre, something like this, like, oh, we're going to sell this even though Lucius isn't on board. Okay. But Cookie knows better. Mm-hmm. Really? She's selling this whole big idea that he's not even a part of yet? She knows how stubborn he is, so.
But she's also, Cookie is in a vulnerable place mm-hmm. once again because she's lovesick. She done left somebody that was totally good for her. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Although his family is a little bit screwed, we're finding this out now. That's usually how it goes. You usually find out that everybody is trifling as the story continues. You get what I'm saying? Speaking from experience.
The Dubois show their true colors in a messed up way. But but the Lions, they beat him.
Child, they whooped his behind. It's been a lot of whooping a behind. So they beat him up at the laundromat. Cookie slapped the out of Nessa.
Oh, yes. Honestly, I get it. That's a conversation between a mom and a son. But if Cookie slapped me,
child, listen.
I don't even know if I could fight, but it will be a brawl.
Oh, listen. Me and her would have had to go. Me and your mama would have went at it. Mm-hmm. Do you hear me? Your mama better not ever put her hand to my, even look like she finna put her hand up to me.
Right. And he just looked. I would have been pissed at him, too, for not defending me. So I would have probably tried to beat both of them up same damn time.
I would have been hands and knees and legs. I would have been utilizing everything. Head. All of that. It's over for both of y'all. You gonna let your mama just hit me and be okay? And she was like, excuse me, son. You just gonna have to understand what's about to happen. What?
That's what they're looking like, huh?
What?
What's happening?
I was watching that scene like,
it was a hard hit. Threw her all the way back.
Child, threw her back. I said, Jesus Christ. So that's that. So Nessa needs to learn how to keep her mouth shut, clearly, around Cookie. So Lucius ends up, he's in a dark place at home. He's working through some chords, working through some music. His mom approaches him, and she has photos of his dad, which I thought was just the greatest moment ever mm-hmm. because it put everything in retrospect for him. Right. I feel like when Lucius is like met with some difficult, not really so much difficult, but really vital parts of his, like, history, it kind of checks him. It kind of, like, puts him in a place to it where he readjusts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it, too, because those are the few moments that you really realize that this whole Lucius Lion is just a facade. Mm-hmm. And really, he's just a grown man who's hurting from his past.
It's just little Dwight.
Yep, it's just little Dwight, really, who had a painful past. Mm-hmm. So I like these moments because I'm like, yeah, there's a man in there, like a hurt man. That's mm-hmm. all it is.
Jesus, he needs to get some therapy. I mm-hmm. love it. But so him seeing his father's picture actually inspires him to go and fix things with Jamal because... Mm-hmm. When they left off from the studio then one day, everything was not, all minds were not clear.
Right.
All right. And so they're working on this song, Father and Son, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And he walks into all this visual, like, aid. Yes. And I think that that's so cool. He walks in, Lucius has had photos of basically his dad blew up all around the studio for Jamal, just to kind of draw from some inspiration. How'd you feel about that?
I thought that was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was smart. I was not expecting it. And it meant a lot also to Jamal because he hadn't seen his grandfather either. So that was dope.
And it was just like, my dad cares enough about me to do this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of cool with seeing them grow. And then, of course, we touched on it about the laundromat and them beating up on Angela. Mm-hmm. Child, if you thought when Cookie came in that was going to be his savior, and I felt so bad because I was like, baby, Cookie is not coming to save you. Not this time, Angela. I'm sorry. Man up. She's not coming for
man
you.
Up.
Mm-mm, she's not coming. She's going to come. She's probably going to hit you. Uh-uh, Angela, not this time.
Mm-hmm.
They
she's probably going to hit you.
up. Oh, they whooped his butt.
Those punches hurt me. I was like, ooh.
Right. Oh. And then to come in, and she was like, listen. You tell me where your mama at, I'll let you go. Mm-hmm. But you remember when your mama told you that I'm so loud and ghetto and hood? I am.
That's right.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why I said it comes back down to the street credit. All those guys, they respect her. So whatever she say, fly.
Right.
So it's like, all right, guys, y'all finish him up. Y'all do what y'all got to do. So he goes back home crying to his mama. And she's doctoring him up only to find out. He says, oh, that's all right. I'm not stopping. I'm calling the police chief as soon as you finish up with me here because I'm putting all the mind bars. She said, no, you're not.
Yep.
Because we fight different. Ring, 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 ring. And in comes...
Baby Bella.
Girl.
What...
I'm dead.
Speechless. What I'm type dead. Of a fight is that, Mr. Boy? You're going to raise someone else's child?
Oh, Jesus. And I'm like... Meet the newest member of the Dubois family. Wait a minute. Whose baby is this? But that's why I think that girl comes into play.
Maybe. They're going to say that they... Oh, I could see that. Because otherwise, why show her so much?
All right.
And how are they going to explain this baby?
Okay. So, predictions. Okay?
Oh, shoot. Predictions.
This is going to get tricky. All right.
It's hard because the teasers didn't really help that much.
They definitely did. The teasers sucked.
Yeah.
All I know is Cookie's outfits and Candace's outfits were all off.
Crazy.
That's all I know. They was going to the casino, but it's Vegas, so it's cool. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Predictions, though. Lord. I think that the way that Miss Dubois is about to change this whole narrative is that Cookie and... Angelo didn't work because Angelo had another woman pregnant and Cookie found out about it. They're going to twist it.
Yeah.
And Cookie found out about it and then he's going to mysteriously be engaged to this woman.
And
Bella is going to be the baby.
Oof. Okay. Where am I going to go? I don't know. That I actually like that prediction.
Okay.
And it makes a lot of sense from what we saw this time. However, I just feel like Angela's too good. I mean, he's kind of like, I don't know. None of them, I was going to say, trying to compare him with the Lion Boys. But he's trying so hard to impress his mom. And really, he can't stick up to his mom. So I feel like this is going to be the first time where he tries to, though. Stealing a baby is too much, I think, for Angela to handle and to consciously go through life. Knowing he stole this woman's baby. So I feel like he's gonna
tell Cookie.
Yeah, somehow, maybe not though, because he is also afraid of his mom.
He's gonna be stuck between a rock and a hard place, and that's gonna suck for him because this is your mom who's always had your back. Then it's gonna be the woman who broke your heart.
Right.
It's a tough spot.
But we do need, I mean, this plot between, you know, the Lions and the Dubois is not going to last until next season. So this has to end soon. What is going to be so big that it ends the drama? Or so small? I don't know. I think Juliana, maybe next episode, Juliana and Lucius are going to have a falling out. Maybe Lucius will realize that she was just manipulating him this whole time.
Or he's going to find out that she was manipulating him this whole time and still keep her around but keep her closer.
That could be, too. That really could be.
What do you think about Andre? You think he's going to see a doctor?
Andre's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. He is not going to see a doctor. I don't know what... Because now he feels like he has no one on board. Not Cookie, not his brothers, not Lucius, not Vegas, not Juliana. So, not Nessa. Everything is crumbling around him. He's about to explode.
This is tough. I can't wait till next week. I'm really excited. What do you think is going to be Baby Bella? Do you think they're going to get Baby Bella before the end of the season or what?
I think if anything, it's going to be a finale thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Just because I'm only because next episode.
Is next episode anything. The finale?
It's
we're one away.
One away.
So two more. So it's going to end what? Memorial weekend?
24th. May 24th.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Be with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's all I got for this. This is crazy. All right. Well, it's been great with you guys. I'm super excited to be back, and I will be here for the next two episodes of Empire. Okay, so no worries. All right. Katie, we love you. We miss you. Okay. KT did what now? Okay, so make sure you follow her. I am your host, Allie Washington. You guys can catch me across all social media platforms at Allie the Pub.
And I am Paris Rose. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Paris Rose.
All right. And in the meantime, make sure that you're back with us next week. Same time. Okay. Leave your comments. We'll be hitting those up next time. Also, be sure to download the podcast, share, like, subscribe, all that great stuff. We need that. Okay. And we'll see you guys back next week on Black Hollywood Live for Season 3, Episode 17. Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.